different kinds of sacks, bags. Could you explain that? For example, somebody was telling me about a toe sack, and I'm not just clear yet on what a toe sack is.
Yes, that's right. These old, some folks call it a grass sack. It's the same thing, made out of this young grass-looking twine. It's knitted, you know, factory knitted, you know. Yeah, it's like sort of a grass, kind of a grass, seagrass.
In the other pretty rough.
Yes, sir, right. That's right, yes, sir.
What would come in that bag?
Well, feed. Now, the most of it comes in, a horse feed now. What they, you know, makes out of horse feed. And the cow feed, too, you know. They makes them sacks and put that in. And two, now they're going to make in plastic bag. But you take back yonder, man, toe sack then, they were scarce back at the end. Did a lot of this stuff they're making now, we didn't have it back yonder. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. No, sir. That's a croaker sack.
That's the same thing, croaker sack, right? That's we old folks call them croaker sacks. Or we used to call, that's what we used to call them, croaker sacks back yonder.
Oh, that's the older.
Yes, the older name.
I see.
They're coming on down with these toe sacks or grass sacks now. That's the style they got called. We call them toe sacks back yonder.
I see. When you would go to the store when you were a boy, you go trading, would you have any of the paper? You said they wrap up things in paper. Did they have any bags or sacks?
Well, not too much back at the end. No, sir. We handle a lot of stuff without that, right? And maybe some kind of old paper, just most any kind. Mm-hmm. And that would do.
Today, you call it a paper. In other words, it's a toe sack, but a paper bag, is that? When you go to the grocery today, do you get
paper bag? Yes, sir.
But now that's so common, it's hard to think that you never
had them. That's right, sure.
But when you buy things at a grocery, you wouldn't get a bag.
No, sir. Maybe if I had an old pasteboard box there, some of the stuff come in, well, they save them first, just pile all this stuff in that pasteboard box.
Right. Save on the
bags.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
I see.
Yes, sir, that's right.
How would you, mentioning this, how would you buy sugar at the store? How would that come?
Well, I tell you what, they would have a little bag of sugar. We didn't use so much sugar back at in, but they would get us some kind of a bucket or something other, and we carried sugar home in buckets. Of course, we'd bank that. See, they'd have it in barrels of sugar at the store, or maybe sacks of sugar, barrels mostly, and carry something other to put it in. Mm-hmm. Maybe some jars.
Anything you could carry it in.
Right, yes, sir. Just anything we'd have to carry mostly to put it in.
That would be buying things not packaged, but in...
Books, right? Yes, sir. That's the way they done the most there.
What that means is you put it in anything that you had to put
right,
in.
Right, yes, sir. Glad to hunt up something other to put in. Yes, sir.
I see.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, you have been, I don't have very much to go here. ordinarily, this takes much longer.
Well,
I would like to finish with you. I don't think it'll take us this long. I mean, you really, you know exactly what I'm looking for, and you've been very helpful.
Yes, sir.
So maybe I could see you again, and I've got a few more questions on the land, and a few questions about the house and the food that you would eat.
Yes, sir.
And I think we can finish it up in another session.
Well, good then. I'm going to have to go now to get around there to, you know, to the welfare office, you know, where I got to be there whenever they quit and take it over because they don't shut the doors and all.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get around that. And when you think you could have a chance to go some more, or what?
Any time. I'll arrange it. This, as I say, you really have been very helpful, and I would like to finish with you to make a complete picture of how life used to be.
Yes, sir.
So, whenever you say, I'll arrange tomorrow, I'd like to meet that lady that you were talking about, Mrs.
Oh, yes, yes, right, that's right.
Do you happen to know her?
Really, I don't by name, but I guess I know, but not by name, because I meet several people that come in over there, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm around there and fix for their meeting and setting up for them and all. Mm-hmm. It would be a good time to meet her.
Be tomorrow.
Yes,
I don't know, so I'll check to. You could come here. Will you be there tomorrow? Do you have any time tomorrow or not? Or if you're free on Sunday, how are you?
No, so I wouldn't be this Sunday, because my son is coming from St. Louis down here, and we gonna be tied up for this Sunday. Let me see.
Could I see you maybe a couple of...